We've now come to the Orrabio Palace, built in the 16th century, one of the most beautiful examples of Renaissance construction in Ilorio, and which was probably built on the site of the Ozza Tower House. Tower House is a part of the Basque landscape. In the towns and larger villages, there are one or more, and in the cities, considerably more. Most, however, were ordered to be lowered on the order of the Catholic monarchs to avoid rebellious vassals having fortifications when taking to arms. Those that have survived over the centuries are now libraries, farm buildings, edifices of several dwellings or simply ruins of our past. The town of Ilorio was burnt down by a great fire in 1480, and its houses of timber disappeared. In their place, others were built, more solidly of stone. At the same time, the population grew, and its inhabitants did not have sufficient space within the walls of the town. So expansion began beyond the old walls, and the outskirts were born. The square, or plaza, that you see here to one side was the first of these neighbourhoods. Then there was Suso, San Fausto, San Roque, Urraca, Ganondo, and San Losin. So the small villa, created to defend the peasants against the abuses of the feudal lords, became an important town, the second in the Durango Saro area and one of the main ones in the lordship of Biscaya. Let's go on. Now we're going into the main square of Ilorio on the left-hand side until we come to the next information plaque.